Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Well, well, well. Jimmy Harden has finally moved on. And we got to see KD and Wemby just take it down to the wire. What? This, it's like Christmas early. And Luka starts on a tear. And we're going to talk about the league in general. Obviously, the Lakers, too. With sports bettor extraordinaire and NBA analyst Jameson Welsh on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is...
Miles and Jack on that
boosties rock.
Three on one. Davis, golf, LeBron.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the tail. Oh, look out. No showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Okay. We're back. The NBA is back. We're about four games in, give or take, depending on when you're listening to this. And things are going well.
Things are happening out here. Miles, I'm in the streets of Philadelphia, reporting live from the city of brotherly love, and where James Harden has been traded.
Oh yes, Before we get into that, we got to introduce our guest, Jameson Welsh. Thank you so much for stopping by the show. What's up, Jameson?
Oh, not much, guys. Thanks for having me as always. Definitely appreciate it. Of course.
I mean, last time you were on, I told you that I put money on OKC to win the title. You thanked me for my contribution the city of Los Angeles or the city of Las Vegas.
County Clark.
Yeah.
That's why the parks look so good. And
well,
the buses
who's
so nice.
Laughing now?
Okay.
You're still laughing. Okay. Yeah, no, that was a genuine question. I was just asking who was laughing. Okay.
Yeah. Tell me who's laughing.
All right. Should we get right into the James Harden trade?
Yeah. I mean, this has been something that's definitely been on our minds, the collective minds of the show, or at
not
least.
Mine. Okay. Not mine. Okay. That's you fair. Told me about it when we started recording. I just found out about it when you just mentioned it at the top of the show.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Little space I'm giving.
Yeah.
Now, I'm nominally a Philadelphia 76ers fan.
Nominally.
This is... a lot of people are saying, oh, they just got role players. I think those picks are going to be valuable. I think they've got some value on the open market on those dang picks. So if there's still moves to be made, I think this could be interesting. You know, there some people were saying that they might be trying to get Zach LaVine in
DeMar
in
DeRozan.
Philly.
Yeah.
You know, OG Anunoby potentially. So I don't know. Because
you just
otherwise
don't know where this
lands. Yeah. Otherwise this does feel like the move you make before you trade Joel Embiid for picks to the Knicks, you know?
right.
So we'll see. I mean, Maxey has looked amazing so far this year. So, you know, I don't think they should blow it up. I think they should try and use those picks to get a third star. A lot of people are saying to match a star with Embiid. How about add to the two stars that they have in Philadelphia, including...
This is from a nominal Sixers fan, right?
Yeah, just not nominally a Sixers fan. But,
yeah.
Jameson, the odds have not been favorable in response to this trade. The Sixers' odds to win the title have gone down. The Clippers' odds have gone up. How are you viewing this trade?
Oh, I don't think neither of these trades matter or these moves matter for either team. Like you mentioned, Philly's in a situation where they can add a piece somehow, some way. Either using the picks or the expirings or whatever it might be. You mentioned OG Anunoby. I think Pascal Siakam would be the guy. Like, if I'm going to go for a guy. I'm going to go for a guy. One, him and Joel Embiid are from the same country. That's the first thing. And if I'm trying to keep Joel in town, that's one of my angles is try to add him with him. Secondly, I do think that if you're going to end up playing Boston in the playoffs, you need as many big wings as possible. You need as many guys that can defend Brown and Tatum as possible. Adding LaVine, that ain't going to work. Like, because he's going to get 100 on defense. That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
I think that you can get OG Anunoby or Pascal. I think that would be a better move. But right now, yeah, the odds are for Philly. I mean, I would be cautiously thinking out the first round right now. And not because they're bad or anything like that. It's just because as the season goes on, we know Joel, his conditioning is not great for whatever reason it might be. Whether he gets injured some time and when he comes back, it's not the same. And they don't have that other guy that's that main scorer. You know, Maxey has got off to a good start. They don't have that other guy that's going to get you 20 points a night consistently. I don't know about this team currently right now. Now, like you mentioned, they're probably going to make moves. We'll see. But right now, the odds are what they are, and I would bet them not to make out the first round if I had to today. The Clippers, they got...
Sorry, I do just want to remind you that the Sixers are incapable of not losing in the second round.
That's almost, it's almost nailed on.
It's nailed on. They
but even
impossible.
Now you're saying they can't even do the norm, which is go out in the second round.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because here's the thing, too. We all know how this works. The pressure that goes on, hey, they made a trade. Now the whispers are going to become loud with the Knicks talk and other teams trying to get Joel. It's tough to come through when there's a lot of pressure going on. You know, Tobias in the last year of a deal. There's a lot going on for the Sixers, and they need to do something as quickly as possible, or else it might be a rebuild situation. However, with that being said, I do think they have some moves they can make to put them right in the conversation with Milwaukee and Boston, but they got to make them quickly. But with the Clippers, you're trusting four guys over 30. I believe, or 32. That's a rough thing.
I believe the NBA calls that a sweet spot, 33.
I mean, Russell Westbrook, I believe, turns 35 in a week or so. It's kind of, you're asking a lot, and then you're asking a lot of players to do things that they normally don't do. So either Russell or James Harden is going to be off the ball and in a secondary playmaker role, and that's not what they're good at. Why they're both really good with the basketball in their hands. When it's not in their hands, they're not the same player. Not saying they can't adjust, but we have yet to see it at a high level thus far. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And also, the injuries. James Harden has not been the same since the hamstring in 21. He hurt that hamstring in Brooklyn. He has not been the same player since, and no one really talks about that. But he's not the same guy. He's still really good. He's not the same guy, but also... What happens when you got four guys in a contract year? What happens when there's some adversity and you have a coach in a contract year too? Like, I'm very, very curious how this all works out.
Yeah.
A lot of people are bringing up the Westbrook thing as like the fourth guy, but it does feel to me like Westbrook is not like it, both contract wise and just like how he was being thought of when they acquired him last year and how he was used as like kind of, all right, he comes in for energy. It, like, that doesn't seem to be the concern to me as much, but maybe I'm underestimating, like, once, now that he's a part of the team, like, is it, will it be a problem? Will it be a fit issue? That makes sense to me, but it does feel like, I don't know, if you just have those three guys in the starting lineup and then Westbrook coming in to like just give you energy off the bench, that could be interesting. But
I've heard this one before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely. We both have.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult because once you come off the bench, it's very hard to become a starter again. Like once you come, like it's very, especially at that age.
Right.
Where you're 35, hey, this is who you are now. At the same time, helping the team win games, it's really tough dilemma that you get put in. But with that being said, the Russ with the Clippers fit was great. Like the fit was really good because he did the things that the other two wings just didn't want to do or aren't able to do. Now with Harden, I just don't know if you have a guy that defenses aren't going to always rotate to, especially when you have the close games and the playoff games. It's hard playing 4-on-5 at times. And it's very difficult when you don't have a lot of guys that can, get to the basket consistently. So it's going to be interesting to see. But talent-wise, it's going to be nights where they overwhelm people. Absolutely. There's definitely nights where there's a problem. But I'm just curious to see if you have that many guys kind of past their prime. They're still good players. They're all kind of past their own primes, in a sense. Can they stay healthy? Can they make one run towards June?
Right.
Yeah. Kawhi, like, I still think back, like, as much as it seems like Kawhi's past his prime, there were two games in the playoffs last year where he was the best player in the, like, seemed like he was the best player in the playoffs. Like, that's, absolutely. So I feel like there's still something there for sure, if he can stay healthy. But it does feel like the move on these odds seems, I don't know, like, the Sixers odds went from plus 2000 last Tuesday at BetMGM to like plus 2800. Like you can, the entire city of Philadelphia could hear a collective slide whistle is what I'm hearing from on the street. And the Clippers are climbing like up to plus 1200, which feels like, I don't know. Feels, that's in the contender category. Which feels like maybe we should wait and see a little bit here.
Well, the reason why the Clippers are that is for protection. Like, you want to make sure that if a lot of people bet them and they somehow win a championship, you don't get killed. Like, that's the sports book and the people who set the lines. They want to make sure they protect the book, because at the end of the day, if something happens to where, hey, everyone bets the Clippers at 12-1 or 15-1 and everyone hits, it can pretty much bankrupt a sports book if you get odds like that. So that's why they keep the odds lower than you would think. It's not all based off chance. A lot of it also is business as well.
Right. Like, from my neutral perspective, not being a Clippers or Sixers fan, and just Jack, seeing the way you talk about James Harden, just observing how I see James Harden, everything, it's just like, because this is his fourth team in almost 2 years. Like, honestly, what is it about him that so many teams are like, you know what? I can fix them. It'll be different here. It'll be different here. Or this will be the situation that brings the best out of him. Because I just feel like he's, to your point, Jameson, it's like he hasn't been right for a while. Am I missing something with what's the Clippers strategy here? Like what holes is he filling, or what's the most optimal outcome for them?
So it's very interesting because in a situation like this, the owner is like, hey, if we're paying $40 million towards three guys, we're not playing that much. Why don't we pay $40 million towards a guy like James Harden? Also, James Harden does give them insurance on having at least a name going into the new arena, just in case things don't work out and other guys go other directions. Don't think that's going to happen, but you just never know how things work out.
Right.
So okay. Having a guy like James Harden, the name is a local guy.
Yeah.
It at least buys you time and it gives you some sort of star power. Not that he's the biggest star, but it gives you some star power if things go left.
Right.
With that being said, it's not the best of fit. Why you're adding another guy that needs the basketball to be effective. And when he doesn't have the basketball, things can go, it can get bad. Now, the one thing I will give him slack on is this. the Houston situation ran its course. Like, you know, it was what it was. They had their window, it closed. It was time for everybody to move on. They did. Goes to Brooklyn. All right. The Brooklyn thing is weird because the whole COVID and, you know, people playing, some people not. That one, I think everyone is like, hey, there was so much going on there. I don't really fault him for Brooklyn outside of not signing the big contract that he was offered. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest situation is this one, the Philly one. I think that's the one where it's like, hey, man, you made a decision. You forced yourself to go to Philly to go with Daryl Morey and to play with Embiid, and it didn't quite work out. And then you pull this stunt. It's like, hey, man, last two situations, we kind of gave you the benefit of the doubt. And like you mentioned, it's a short period of time. It's right. Not like it's been 8 years or 10 years. This is all within 2 years, two calendar years of stuff. And it's like, hey, man, we can't keep doing this. So that's why it's like, hey, it's kind of enough is enough. And you're not the same player as you once were. Like, if you're during your prime, you can do almost whatever you want in this league. But once you start declining, we start looking at you sideways.
Right. Yeah. He had some moments in the playoffs last year too. Like it ended badly, right. Obviously. Game 7. I'm not recalling whether he attended or not, but he had a couple games in the series, the Sixers Celtics series, where he looked like he had probably his best professional games in playoff games ever. So I can see, I can see their thinking there. You know, it's also, it ended badly, but so like that's a cognitive bias is, how it ends is what dominates our thinking about a thing instead of but I had those moments. And if he's not the main guy that you're relying on in the playoffs, he can do a lot of good things, which he had to be because Embiid wasn't healthy, basically.
And also, there's also issues about off the court too. James Harden's a guy that likes to have a good time.
Heard this. Yeah,
and he's gonna be in LA where he's from. He's gonna be close to Vegas, which is like a 40-minute flight, and he's well known out here. He goes to Dre's a lot and other establishments. So it's gonna be very interesting to see what happens and how that comes about. But yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see how all this unfolds. I'm really curious to see how this works out.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing where I realized that I missed, I really should have been in the NBA because, first of all, never go to clubs at all. Would have been an amazing candidate for that. Second of all, I am a player who thrives with the ball out of my hands. Like, you don't want to give me the ball at all. Like, I shouldn't touch the ball at all. It's going to be a problem for the team if I do. So, I can fit in very easily. There's a lot of touches left to go around because I, when people pass me the ball, I pass it right back to them as quickly as possible because otherwise it'll get stolen. Yeah. What are you doing? No.
You shoot it.
These guys are so good.
Yeah. Acting like Tyler Hero out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about one of our first big matchups we've been looking forward to in the Suns versus Spurs game that just happened. So we'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we are back. And whoo,
that's wild that the Suns versus Spurs is one of the big matchups we were looking forward to. But I was checking for it.
Of course, we want to see Wemby. We want to see KD. We want to see We just want to see what it looks like. What these sort of matchups begin to look like. And it did not disappoint. There were some great moments. It was a thrilling end to the game. I think the neutrals definitely won. That one watching along.
Jameson, I do want to just note, because one of the other things I pointed out or I put out there was Wembanyama for Depoy. Yep. as a possibility deep in the summer when he was like in the 20s. Like he was, you know, the 20th best odds for that. Yep. He is now 7th for Defensive Player of the Year. Even though it does, like, his numbers haven't been gaudy, but it does feel like there is a gravitational force and teams are having to play, you know, do drills with a person who has stilts on and broomsticks on their arms in order to just like get their mind around what it's like to play basketball when he's on the court. So I am excited about that. I'm excited, first of all, just all around about Wembanyama, but second of all, about him potentially making me look smart and his name starting to get involved in the Depoy race.
I mean, it's not necessarily stats with him. It's also going to be impact. That's why we have to watch the basketball games. That's why I'm impressed that, you know, everyone watched the Suns Spurs last night, because Suns were up like 20 plus at the time, I think in the third quarter, if I'm not mistaken. And then the Spurs gradually came back and ended up stealing a game that there probably should have been a foul call, but there wasn't, but it is what it is. That, you know, who cares at this point?
Yeah.
That being said though, you have to watch Wemby. And the reason why is because there's certain things he makes players do that normal people don't have the same effect. He will make guys either pass it early or try to make plays they normally don't make. So when that happens, it's usually an error of some sort. So that's where it's like, man, he may not get the block or the steal, but he's causing players to do things they're not comfortable in doing, or he's causing guys to rush and get out of their own pace. And there's a lot to that. And when they get better players and when they get a better defensive system, he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year because the stats will come. But he's amazing. Like, he's really amazing. He's nowhere close to scratching the surface either. That's the beautiful part. Yeah. Like, he's so far away. But defensively, I remember we talked about it in the summer, I think it was like 40-1 or 38, somewhere in that range, which is really high. I think now it's like, what, 10-1 or 14-1? So, it's in that range. So, you just having equity in your bet from 2 months ago is huge. And there's a legit possibility if he plays 65 games that he wins the award. There's an honest pathway that happening. Not saying it's going to happen, but there is a way of it happening.
Yeah, it's good value. And I'm glad that I did not take that bet. But I know people who did. So I'm happy if anybody makes money off of my lucky guess. Some of Wembanyama's stats, though, like the... So he has 29 points on 12 of 15 shooting. So we've talked a lot about his defense, and, you know, there are these flashes of brilliance on offense, but I didn't realize like he was really closing games strong. He's 29 points on 12 of 15 shooting in the fourth quarter through the first four games of his NBA career.
Yeah.
Which makes him the most efficient scorer of 84 players who have at least 10 field goal attempts in the final frame this season.
It's very impressive. And they're going to him. Like, the only thing I don't like is that at times it feels like his teammates are freezing him out, which is wild because he's the best player on the team already.
Yeah.
But they should be featuring him every time down the fourth quarter. Like, every time he's getting the ball, wherever he wants it, because he is the best option. Whether it's a jumper, whether it's a dunk or layup, whatever it is, he should at least touch the ball before anyone else gets a touch. But with that being said, he's delivered this first week. Been very impressive outside the Clipper game because they got blown out. But every other game, he's been very impressive. And like I said, he's not even close to being what he's going to be, which is very scary because right now he's a huge problem.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Durant said the same thing. Basically, he was like, it's like, this guy's just getting started and it's going straight up from here.
Yeah. The point you made about like looking like he's getting like frozen out or something. I don't think it's like getting frozen out, but like, it just feels like people aren't ready to defer to him at all on that team and where maybe they should be. And it's hard for me to determine, is it because I just want to see him have the ball every time?
Right.
Like I'm a parent watching their kid and be like, get him the ball.
Give That's it to Victor. Yeah.
Yeah. But it does, I don't know, it does feel like they could be looking for him a little bit more.
I mean, like, there's plenty of game. I'm sure maybe on some level psychologically, it's like you can slowly increase the burden. But yeah, I mean, every time you see him with the ball, you're like, I think it's going to, okay, the jump shot is wet. Okay.
Could also be conspicuous decision on the Spurs part to be like, if you're not putting him in any of but the best of positions to score in crunch time, right, like then he's going to shoot 12-15. And so they're, you know, trying to build his confidence and create ease for him where he can like kind of step in and feel the flow. As opposed, you know, so maybe that's a conscious decision by Pop and, sure, and their staff there.
It's not like they're monitoring his minutes. I'm just glad they're not just playing him in the first and third quarter and letting him sit the bench in the fourth. I'm glad they're actually letting him play the last 6 to 8 minutes of the fourth quarter where the game actually matters. Because a lot of times you'll see guys on minutes restriction and they'll play in the third quarter and they'll just sit out the whole fourth and they're like, what is good as that? But obviously it's Pop, yeah, and Spurs. So they know what they're doing.
Right. Let's move on to a segment producer Jabari just very accurately described as the Lakers' road to number 18. Even though we're 2-2 right now, but I know Jack and I in our text threads, we've been giving some stick to Jabari because he's like, look, Christian Wood, this is going to be it. And at first we were like, this is your guy now. Joking. But now Jabari hits us with every Christian Wood highlight. That's, you know, I got to say, I'm pleasantly surprised with where Christian Wood is at for the Lakers. And at first I wasn't quite sure, but you know, we're starting to see something, you know, something percolate a little bit.
Christian Wood's an interesting player. Mm-hmm. He is a guy that went from not being able to shoot once upon a time to almost being a spot up 3-point shooter, which is very interesting. He doesn't have the greatest awareness. The defense struggles at times, but for what the Lakers need him to do, it's a pretty good fit. And when you add in he's on a minimum contract and he rebounds the ball very well, which they struggle with doing as a team, he's okay. Like, he fits for certain matchups, and he's been one of the bright spots of the first week of the season for them. You look at the team and the roster, he's been okay. He has not been an issue. Their issue is the backcourt. They right. got to get consistency in the backcourt with D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, Gabe Vincent. They need to play Max Christie more. Cam Reddish might need a passport. And a molten ball. They are a situation where they need more consistency from the backcourt because we know what AD and Bron get you. We know,
yeah,
everyone knows. Like, I know the jokes are out there about AD, but he's the best player on the team. The stats back it up.
The first four games, it's been all him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to hear like anything else. But in terms of the actual like consistency, the backcourt is so hot and cold, you can't really go anywhere with that. You're gonna need some sort of consistency, and if you're not gonna get it from this group, then you may have to make a trade later on in the season, because you know LeBron's window is now. There is no next year or 2 years from now. This is the window. AD just turned 30. His window right. is now too. So you got to make some moves if it comes down to it. I think Austin Reaves will get better, but yeah. I would like to see Max Christie play some. I think he's warranted some playing time for what his ability to show. So we'll see.
For sure. Yeah. And like with D'Lo, it's so funny. Like in the beginning, in the off season, I was like, okay, yeah, you know, let's see what mm-hmm. D'Angelo can do again. And we saw glimpses, and then, yeah, just, we were sort of right back to where we started, where there are times I'm like, he's the truth. I'm glad he's wearing the jersey. And then other times I'm like, what happened to you? Like for the ice in your veins, you seem ice cold in the not good way sometimes. So it's been really jarring for sure. And man, my boy Austin, please, let's get back to it, sir. We need you.
Yeah,
we
he's
need
struggling.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. D'Lo, man. I don't even want to. I already have picked my fight with Seawood. I don't know, man. I love the Lakers. I love LeBron. I don't want to see this season squandered. I'm hoping that they make moves or stop playing D'Lo or don't know. It just feels like not a fit.
Well, let's talk about somebody who is consistent. Just really quickly, I do want to talk. There was some real fun in the Houston Golden State game with Dylan Brooks and Steph Curry. And I for a second, I wasn't sure if I was watching an actual highlight or if this was like some kind of 2K recreation. But there was just this one exchange they had where Steph Curry, I don't know, how many times did he have him just slipping? Like three times in that one possession? It was like a crossover, a pump. It was like, anyway, we were starting to see the entertainment value that Dylan Brooks does bring to the league. And I do appreciate that. That was a sight to behold. And it was nice to see Steph Curry just give him the scream face after he hit that three.
Yeah. He was like, I still remember what you said about me. What do you know what that was in reference to? There was like some lip reading happening about what Steph said to Dylan Brooks before he went and did that to him.
I don't know. Jameson, do you know what he was talking about? What specifically he was maybe referencing?
I don't know specifically. I just know Dylan Brooks talked about everybody.
Yeah, that's right. The Greats have a long memory, and Dylan Brooks talked about everyone.
You know, it was probably when they played in the series in Memphis a couple years ago. That's the only thing I think of, but I can't think of anything recently because most of it's been like about Bron and other people. But yeah, I can't think of anything. But yeah, it didn't matter the other night.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, well.
And then just like another thing that a lot of people are talking about, Tyrese Maxey threw three games, 30 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, splits of 50, 56, and 91. Probably going to be able to keep up those splits. A lot of people mentioned him as an MVP candidate, which would be wild, you know, to have MVP come from Philly 2 years in a row. But he's played really well. Embiid is rounding into shape. Philly has the highest point differential in the East. Again, three games, so pretty definitive. I think we know who the best team in the East is.
I think we can stamp that one for sure.
So done.
Yeah. And also the Nuggets are just continue to.
Man, they're good.
Just, I really appreciate them because, look, our first game against them just reminded us again, we're pretty much where we left off, but I love the Nuggets for allowing that they're truly like a barometer to be like, okay, how do we stack up against them? And then you find out very clearly where your weaknesses are. So for that, I do appreciate the Denver Nuggets, but Jokic is not. He has no off switch, it looks like.
No, and their point differential is 14.3 points a game, which is better even than Philly, the point differential kings of the East, as they're being referred to.
It's way different, man. They went to OKC the other night on Saturday, Sunday night, and just destroyed. Like, it was unfair. Like, it looked like literally the champs versus just another team, and OKC's good. As you guys said earlier in the show, like, you know, there's a chance of them cashing a ticket, maybe. But it was different on Sunday.
Yeah.
Did not look like the past champs versus the future champs, which is what my money is saying it is. Are you seeing anyone who's like underrated or who you think has good value at this point? Any teams to win the title? Any like MVP candidates who you think like people aren't paying attention to yet, but should be?
the MVP candidates are always tricky because it's always going to be the same guys. It's always going to be in the top 10. Like, there's no one. Like, Tyrese Maxey is not going to win MVP. Like, he might be most improved. He's not going to win MVP. Like, you know what I mean? And even if he has, even if he has 30 at night, like, Shea averaged 30 last year.
Right. It would be Shea.
You know what I mean? So it's not even in that conversation. So it's just the MVP is basically the top five guys on the top three or four teams in the league. And that's kind of how it goes. So MVP, you really don't have a lot of value there unless it's before the season. I think your best value is going to be like scoring champ, like rebounding champ. Those, I think, you're probably your value, deep play of the year. I think that's where you probably get your most value from. But the team-wise, New Orleans is interesting. Like, if they're fully healthy, that's the one team that has a lot of talent and a lot of different matchups they can throw at people. So that's the one team that I would keep an eye on. OKC is still a little young, but they have a lot of assets where they feel like they're close. They can make a move or two. They have all the picks. So it's not like they can't make any trades. They can really trade for anyone who is somewhat available and make whatever offer they need to make. So that's always a key, but I just don't know what time frame they're on. I don't know if OKC is on this 5 to 6 year plan, or they're saying, hey, let's go for it now. The league is kind of in a weird spot. Let's go for it. So it just depends on that. But those are the two teams out west that I would keep a close eye on.
All right. One MVP candidate that I think people should keep an eye on. All right. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Because he's been out with an injury, but he had that one game, that first game when he was running point for the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker looked incredible. He's currently 8th. I'm just saying there is a world where he comes back, looks as good as he did in that first game, and they are on a tear. That I don't know. He's so good, man. Devin Booker. Like I could see him getting some momentum as the season wears on. Especially if they have him, they're leaning on him to run point, and he's like piling up assists on top of like 30 point games.
Yeah, but you know what they say, the best ability, availability.
Oh.
You know?
And there's no timetable for him to come back.
That's right, what is kind of wild too. Like, I was like, oh, you know, I saw the first game and I was like, okay, clearly we're gonna see this big three get together at some point. But the fact that it's still kind of up in the air, I don't like that for Devin, but
I don't think that's as important because it gets in the way of the thing that I just said. So I'm going to discount that.
Is the 65 game rule this year or is it next year?
I don't know. I didn't even know. 65.
Yeah, that, right.
All right. Should we take a break and come back with the fastest segment of podcasting?
Yeah, I think we should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back.
We're back.
Yeah. Jameson we're Welsh. I think we're back, Jameson. And this is the fastest segment of podcasting. We're giving you just quick questions. You got to hit us with the first answer that comes to your mind.
Yep.
It has to be both quick and correct.
And well thought out, too.
And
don't
well
just react.
Out.
Like, just, it should be very well thought out. We want people to say, my gosh, the truths that came out in that fourth quarter rapid fire round of questioning from Jameson Welsh, I have not considered the game in that way.
First thought, best thought. We want both of them. Your first thought, and it has to be the best thought that we've ever heard.
Cool. All right. Jameson, so, you're up for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Miles, is the clock started?
I guess that would be to Brian, start the clock.
All right.
Okay.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Jameson, give us your best hot take or takes for the NBA season based on just the very little data we have. Now, take a big swing now. Take it home with this home run swing.
I want this take to make me say that's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, exactly.
Get
weird on this. Come on now.
There'll be a trade that will swing who wins the title this year.
And it's yet to come? It's yet to happen?
It's not happened yet. Sometimes between now and the deadline, that will swing the title race.
Okay.
Dang. Bad news for Nuggets fans. Bad news for Celtics.
Boston,
fans.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's bad right.
News. Good news for everybody else, potentially.
Yes.
In that reality.
And OKC is going to trade all those picks away for James Harden. And he's going to come in. No, that's probably not going to happen. All right. You can watch a movie with one of the following players, and I've done some research. I need you to tell me who you're going to pick, okay? And this is courtesy of NBA Film Tweets, an account that you can follow that just finds interesting NBA
movie
players.
Takes, yeah.
Yeah, with their movie takes. All right, you can watch a movie with Nick Van Exel, Anthony Morrow, Jalen Brunson, or Jimmy Butler.
Oh, Nick Van Exel. Easily.
Nick Van Exel.
Saint Nick Van Excellent.
Nick Van Exel multiple times in the past 3 years has just tweeted the phrase any given Sunday with multiple exclamation points. You are watching any given Sunday. Not a bad one. I do have to say, I do want to read Jimmy Butler's because that would have been my pick. I'm kicking it with Jimmy Butler.
For sure.
Jimmy Butler, back in 2014, tweeted, Transformers 4 was crazy good. Crazy in all caps. Everybody has to go see that. Movie of the year.
Ooh. That's big.
That is big.
Yeah, I remember Nick was bringing iced coffee, though. Like, Jimmy's going to charge you for coffee. Nick's going to bring the iced coffee.
That's right. Yeah, to the date. Also, Klay Thompson responded to that by saying Transformers is 2 hours, 45 minutes too long. Klay Thompson, burn.
Wow, shots fired. Are you an Any Given Sunday fan, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Willie Beeman? Willie Steeman Beeman? Okay.
Willie just Beeman. To confirm.
I'm Willie it's Beeman.
It's not suitable for children, but it's a great movie.
No, but suitable for, is it Oliver Stone? Was that an Oliver Stone movie?
That was Oliver Stone.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. Hey, great soundtrack, though, too. Anyway, next question, Jameson, because we got to keep this moving, and I'm sorry that you didn't tell us to keep it moving, and I'm having to tell you that we have to do it. Jameson, who is the best player you have ever witnessed in person? And what did they do? What were they demonstrating when you were seeing that in live with your raw eye?
That's a great question.
He's going in raw with those eyeballs on this one.
No, that was a really good question. I've seen almost everyone in person, so it's...
Wow.
Well, I'll go by performance. At the time, it was Dame's career high. He had like 50, either 54 or 51 versus the Warriors in Portland. This was during the Warriors super team era, so it was a big deal. And he was just unconscious. Like, he was hitting everything, doing whatever he wanted to do. That was probably the best game I've seen from a player that game that night, is that he was unstoppable. Like, he was literally, he beat them by himself, basically. He was that good. Still that good, but yeah.
I hear that guy's pretty good. I haven't seen him play yet, but I've heard. I keep saying that he's good. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Is it, do you feel like he's a person you need to see in person to fully appreciate just how quick he is?
Yes, him and Steph. Because you see the shots on TV, TV doesn't do it justice. When you see a guy pull up from like 30 feet, basically two steps from half court off the pick and roll, and just splash on you repeatedly, you got to see that in person. It doesn't do it justice watching on the TV or on GameCast or whatever. It doesn't. You got to see it live.
You can't tell how far it is. It's just really far how far those shots are.
Because once they shoot it from that far, the crowd is, there's a sound in the crowd like, I wasn't expecting that. And then when you start making them, then there's other sounds that go on. So very interesting.
Is me?
Jack, sorry. Jameson, we got to keep this moving. You should have told Jack that's the next question.
That's all good.
I mean, you're bad. Sorry.
All right. You can take two players from all of history to create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. Which two players are you taking?
Wow. That's a hell of a question. That's a very good question. Give me KD and give me Shaq.
Oh, KD and Shaq.
That's
nasty. Height and touch, and then just absolute demolition derby.
We can figure out the matchups, whatever, like, and the personalities too. But the personalities are cool, like, you know what I mean? Right. So it's not like you got two hard asses. It's like, they both are cool personalities, so everyone can get along. Their games complement each other. Like, I think we're good. That'd be the two.
KD is an underrated pick for that. Like, we've had a lot of
people never actually
but
say
KD
that.
KD is great. Because he's tall, so you're going to be able to goaltend a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then just the touch from deep.
2-7-footers. Like, I'm taking, like, I get 2-7-footers. One does the double work in a sense, and one can do everything else. So, yeah, I'll take my chances.
All right, Jameson, how about this? If you could have any NBA player's physique, okay, for, like, if you were trying to play basketball, you're like, this is the body I'm going to hop into and then go to LA Fitness. Who are you picking? And why?
Like, current day or like of all time?
Of all time?
It has to be Bron, right? Like, it has to be like, well, no, I want to be a footer. Give me Prime KG.
Oh.
Prime KG, because I got to do everything. Like, he can move, he can play the post, he can, outside, he can guard everyone. Like, Prime 7-foot KG. You know, he never says 7-foot, but give me Prime. Why are we strong, Kevin Garnett?
Right, and make sure that you have rubber bands as your jewelry.
Yes, and I get all the cuss words too, right? Like, I get to do all that.
That's part of his physique. An indelible part of his physique is the curse words coming out of
his poisonous tongue. Yeah, which is legendary. Yeah, for sure. Yes.
All right, and finally, Jameson, Jack, or Miles?
Man, the last time you got mad at me, it said both. I can't do that.
I'd be furious.
I gotta go with Miles.
No! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You heard it here. Mm-hmm.
And no, that makes only sense. Because he's a fellow Laker fan.
See? Mm-hmm. And that's what it is sometimes, Jack. I told you, don't take it personally.
I can't abandon him. I have a lot of love for the Sixers. I don't like the process, but I got a lot of love for the Sixers. Mm-hmm. They're fans, passionate fans, kind of wild at times. But a fellow Laker fan, that's not crazy. And has some sense, I gotta roll with him.
Well, hold on. I never said I was sane, but
sane enough.
Yeah, sane enough.
Yeah, I let Miles and Jabari leave the Lakers recap section titled Lakers Road to 18. I didn't even
four
edit
games
that.
In. Four games in.
Lakers Road to 18. So
it is what it is, you know.
It's what it
is. It's what it's. And Jameson, you are what is. And that was our guest. Thank you so much for being here today. Where can people find you and follow you and be blessed with your wisdom? Digital.
Oh man. Well, I appreciate that. I'm on Twitter, the best spot, at V Jameson. You know, you'll see me on there. ESPN 1100 in Vegas during the NBA season. You'll hear me at least once a week, you know, just talking about NBA and whatnot. Not necessarily a lot of gambling. Those will be more NBA breakdowns, but I can definitely help with some gambling and some tips as well. We don't have DraftKings and FanDuel out here yet. I hope we do get those sooner than later. But, yeah, I'm always here to help and always here to help someone make money if possible.
Yeah, I like to hear that. I like to hear that.
To make money.
So, hey, who doesn't? Go. Who doesn't? This is America.
Do you want to make more money? Sure. Yes. We all do.
And
do
it remember
that
easy?
Commercial?
Of course. I have it tatted on my back. And make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. You can find me at Miles of Gray.
I'm Jack_O'Brien.
Ah, yes. And make sure you also follow hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES, for show links and updates. Thanks to everybody that's listening. Hey, please make sure you hop in there, rate and review the show, and subscribe and do all that to support Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.